Western reporters covering the war in Afghanistan are faced with a number of obstacles. Staying alive and staying out of Taliban captivity rank high on the list. But so does the challenge of reporting the news with limited information available. Tom Aspel is a correspondent with NBC News who has spent much of the last three decades covering wars. Today he's in Jabal Siraj in northern Afghanistan. Where are you headed and who are you traveling with?
Bob, we're with the troops of the Northern Alliance. They're waiting for these American airstrikes on Kabul, which is 40 miles south of us, and they're hoping to advance through the Taliban lines. And over the last few days, we've been up and down on their front lines and seen that most of these guys haven't really moved in 3 years. Their front lines are really static. They have old tanks buried in the mud along the front line. There are a lot of minefields. But now that the Americans are almost clearing the way, as it were, for them, they're hoping for one big airstrike on the Taliban dug in front of them and then to march to the capital. And some of them are saying that it could be as early as this weekend.
How is covering this war different from covering previous wars?
Well, physically it's a little tougher. Even traveling anywhere on the roads is really difficult. It takes probably an hour to get up to 5 miles on some of them. And everybody's in these broken four-wheel drive vehicles, these old Japanese pickups. And remember, Afghanistan, more than half of it is over a mile high. If you're traveling from east to west, you have to cross mountain range after mountain range. And if you're traveling north to south, then you're going down steep valleys with tiny little streams at the bottom or rushing rivers, depending on how the snow melt's going. The roads themselves are sort of hacked out of the side of cliffs. So you're inching along slowly with the sheer drop on one side and towering mountains on the other. Not only that, but it's just dusty all the time. It's so dirty, it's unbelievable. There's really no rainfall here because the country is so high. So there's just like a fine topsoil, and every afternoon when the wind comes up from the north, it just smothers the country in this fine dust which gets into everything. Just very uncomfortable, very dirty, very hot during the daytime, cold during the evenings. And of course, everybody warning us, this is nothing. Wait till it snows in November, then you're really going to be uncomfortable.
Obviously, you'd like more information on the effectiveness of the U.S. and British bombing there. How close do you think you'll be able to get, and how much information do you think you'll be able to receive?
Well, at the time, right now, for example, every night we're up on a little elevated position where we can see almost all the way down to Kabul. We can see the flashes of the detonations, and we can see sometimes the anti-aircraft fire going up into the sky looking for those planes, although it's diminished over the last couple of days, I must say. And if what the Northern Alliance says is to be believed, then we should be in Kabul sometime next week. But that may be a little optimistic. You know, ever since the bombing started, they've more or less sat back and patted themselves on the back, saying at last the world has understood that it's not really an Afghan civil war. The war has been hijacked over the last few years by bands of Arab fighters, and as soon as the Americans get rid of the Arabs, we can go into Kabul itself. I don't think they're expecting a full-on battle with what's left of the Taliban after this bombing campaign is finished.
The Bush administration has cautioned television networks to screen videotaped messages from Osama bin Laden, that perhaps he's sending coded messages to operatives. You ever heard anything like that before?
To be honest, I haven't, and we're not seeing those messages anyway. They're primarily broadcast on Al Jazeera, which is an Arab satellite channel, as you know, and that's picked up and taken to the States. They don't have any television where we are, so we don't really ever see those broadcasted messages.
You think the administration is concerned it's losing the propaganda war?
I think so far they've done pretty well. If we take into consideration, it appears that they have not lost a single aircraft yet. But of course, the harder part may well be just ahead of us with those special forces or helicopter operations, ground troops coming in. I'm not so sure how the war is being read out back in the United States, but certainly over here with the Northern Alliance, they can't get enough of it in terms of damage to targets, bomb damage assessment. We understand up further in the north of the country, over towards the northwest section particularly, where Uzbeki troops under General Dostrom are fighting in the Northern Alliance against the Taliban, that there have been airstrikes on Taliban tanks and field artillery positions. So I think the group that's down here, further south, 40 miles north of Kabul, is hoping that that strategy will change and include them over the next few days so that they can make some advances of their own.
NBC reporter Tom Aspel in northern Afghanistan.